Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, selamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kuStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 25 Mabasa 2022 ngupresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukukhwela kwamafutha ezimota ukutsho ukuthi kuzakhwela yonke into ilandela khona lapho kuzakhwela impuphu khona ijulela ukukhwela amafutha ukukhwela omahlamvu ukukhwela imbida ukukhwela yonke into isepa the transport nje yokugada.
Sebenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimota ebikwakuyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni.
Umbukiso omkhulu wabosomabhizinisi iZITF 2022 uyaqala kusasa. Siyajabula ngendlela osomabhizinisi abasukumele phezulu ngayo.
Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2022 uyaqala kusasa kuBulawayo. Abalandeli beqembu lenguqoyele Highlanders bakala ngokuthi bahlukunyizwe ngamapolisa ngomgqibelo eShabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala neFC Platinum. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulumsakazo. Abehlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimota ebikwa eyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni. Intengo entsha yamafutha epetulo yehle isuka ku-$1.67 le-US dollar yaya ku-US dollar $1.63. Ngakwelinye icele uZulu ukhonona ngokukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha okuphekisa okwethusayo. Ngeviki edluleyo abenkampani ye-United Refineries Limited bakhuthaze uhulumende ukubana abavumele ukusebenzisa imali yakwamanye amazwe ukuze bahlenge inkampani yabo ngoba ukusilela kwalimali kubabuyisela muva. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
IZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority bethule umbiko wenguquko kwintengo yamafutha emota besithi kuhambelana lentengo. Umnumzana Effort Ncube, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo abathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association, INACORA, uthi uhulumende kumele abone akwenzayo ngemali yelizwe elokhu iqhubekela phambili isehla isisindo.
Ukukhwela kwamafutha ezimota ukutsho ukuthi kuzakhwela yonke into ilandela khona lapho kuzakhwela impuphu ukukhwela ijukela ukukhwela amafutha ukukhwela omahlamvu ukukhwela imbida ukukhwela yonke into isepa le transport nje yokugada abantu besiye endaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo. Akulanto ezasala emuva ngokuba ekukhweleni kwamafutha ezimota kufuqa yonke into iqanse lapho osomabhizinisi sebedlulisela ubunzima kubathengi. Ngakho kuyadinga ukuthi uhulumende enze into efaneleyo alungise ilizwe alungise umnotho. Ngokuba lo mnotho uyaxega kawumanga kahle yikho kulula ukuthi izinto zikhwele siya phezulu. Imali yeZimbabwe lasekelwa ngamandla okwenza izinto ziqanise siya phezulu.
Umnumzana Nkanyiso Bebe isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uthi ukuhlanganiswa kwamafutha okuthiwa yiZera kutsho ukuthi amafutha ayabe engasahlali ezimoteni.
Ukwehliswa kwentengo yamafutha ezimota elugatsha lweZera siyakwamukela sibili, hayi siyakwamukela kodwa ke sinanzelela ukuthi hayi asokwehla vele khona okutheni. Labo abathengisa amafutha ezimota bebevele bethengisa phezu kwayona le intengo, bahleli bethengisa phezu kwayona le intengo eyabe iqanjwe yiZera. So ke lakhathesa kusuze kusimangalisa ukuthi vele bazaqhubeka benjalo bethengisa nge-price ephezulu kulaleyo vele eqanjiweyo. Kanti ke futhi okunye sikunanzelela i-blending le iZera isikhuluma ngayo ukuthi amafutha sokumela ku E10 kuthi ukuthi amafutha azabe sephephuka azabe engasahlali vele ezimoteni ngoba abevele engahlali wona kakhulu ngesikhathi kuthiwa akula blending eyenzakalayo.
Unkosikazi Linda Siziba uthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota kukhweza intengo yempahla zonke.
Ngayifiyo lokhe iqansa kusho ukuthi ama prices ezinto zonke vele lawo azaqana and ipetrol yona ikhanya niyehlile kumbiko lo phuma kuzera kodwa nje emagarajini lokhe vele between $65 isiya ku $69 yebo kambe kulempi le ekhona phakathi kweRussia le Ukraine kodwa kanti kungani ukuthi ifuyo yeZimbabwe iyaqansa kwedlula ifuyo yeGoli langale thathe sama salaries vele ami one dawu akhwelanga kodwa siyabona ukuthi izinto zayo zilokhe zikhwela zisiyali imali sela value esiholayo
inkosi yazimelo dimsipa omunye wabathengisa emkambo uthi sekunzima ukuthi bathole amafutha okuphekisa ngentengo ephansi njalo awasabonwa
ukukhweza mchokocho kwefuyelo kuyazulala kakhulu nxa sikhangela i-cooking oil ngendlela ekhwele ngayo kubuhlungu kakhulu kithi esithengisayo siyithola nzima njalo idula okokuthi ngabe amankampani amakhulu enza njengathi ukuthi bayiwode nge-foreign currency ukuze i-business ingawi sonke sincedane
intengo yamafutha edizili isuke kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamashumi amabili amadola ezimbabwe $218.01 yaya kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamashumi ayisithupha $264.77 ngemali yemelika ikhwele ngamasenti amathathu i-3 cents isuke ku-$0.68 yaya ku-$0.71 iphetulo yona ngemali yalapha ezimbabwe isuka kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamashumi amabili $216.78 yaya kumadola angamakhulu amabili lamashumi amahlanu $254.40 ngemali yemelika yehle ngamasenti amane cents $0.60 yaya ku-$0.63 imirongited umnumzana Busisa Moya yehlule ngoba ubengadobhi ucingo lwakhe kodwa kuviki ephelileyo ekhuluma lephephandaba le-Newsday ubekhala ngokuba intengo ezishiyeneyo ezokuthenga imali yaphandle yelizwe zibathwalise nzima njalo kubaphambanisa umsebenzi okucina kudale ukuba intengo yamafutha layo iqanse ngimele Studio 7 yikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka uyaqala kusasa kobulawayo. Ake inkampani iqondisa lombukiso bathi sokubhalise osomabhizimusi abedlula amakhulu amahlanu abaveze isifiso sokuzabukisa lonyaka. Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Kuyaphithizela kuluthuli kobulawayo ngaphambilini kokuqala kusasa kombukiso wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuze kuyefika insonto kulabo somabhizimusi abasuka phetsheya kolwandle ezwekazi le-Afrika lawaphakathi kwelizwe. Umgcini sihlalo wenkampani yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair umnumzana Busisa Moyo uchasise kabanzi ngombukiso walonyaka emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba owenzelwe khona eZITF kobulawayo.
Umbukiso omkhulu wabosomabhizimisi iZITF 2022 uyaqala kusasa. Siyajabula ngendlela osomabhizimisi abasukumele phezulu ngayo belungisela lumbukiso. Sikhuluma nje iningi labo sebefikile bazatshona lamuhla beqedisa ukulungisela indawo zabo zokubukisa andubana ukuqala umbukiso kusasa. Ngalesi sikhathi amakhampani asebhalise ukuzobukisa impahla zabo asedlula amakhulu amane over 400. Kuwona lawo kuzabe kulamanye amazwe alitshumi lane 14 foreign nations azabe ebukisa impahla ezenziwa kubo.
Umnumzana Moyo uqhubekele phambili echaza ngokulandelwa kweziqondiso ze-COVID-19 ngamalanga ombukiso we-ZITF.
Sizabe siwenza lo mbukiso silandela okusemthethweni mayelana nge-COVID-19. Siyacela ukuthi wonke umuntu oza kulo mbukiso ezebukisa into abazenza abuye asithe ngama-exhibitors kumele babe ne-PCR test kumbe i-rapid test uma bengena ukuze ebukisa impahla lapha eZimbabwe. Ngolwesihlanu lapho esenza khona ukuvulwa kwe-ZITF okusemthethweni umongameli lapho evula i-ZITF kuzadingakala njalo ukuthi wonke umuntu ozayo abe layo i-rapid test kumbe i-PR test ukuthi angene abukele lokho okuzabe kusenzakala ngolwesihlanu lapho umongameli evula i-ZITF ka-2022.
Umphathi ntambo wakobulawayo unkosikazi Judith Ncube uthi wamukela ngenjabulo enkulu izethekeli ezize kuleli dolobho zilanda umbukiso owe-ZITF.
Impela kuyena leviki siqala ukwamukela izethekeli zethu. Sizamukela emzini wamakhosi kamakhosikazi kobulawayo ku-ZITF iZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Sithanda ukuthi sibikele izethekeli zethu labo bonke abantu ukuthi bamukelekile abazizwisekhaya. Abantu bakobulawayo abantu abalobuntu abahlonipha esinye sizalwa.
Ingcweti ezicubungula ezomnotho zithi umbukiso we-ZITF uzaletha ibhizimusi edolobheni leli kanye laselizweni jikelele. Ohlaziya ezomnotho umnumzana Zibusiso Mkhwananzi ulombono ofanayo
yikuthi into leyi ikakhulu ngathi uyakhangela ngapha ngolihlweni leMandebeleni kuletha singathi movement of i-business singathi movement especially esikhangela ngokutshintshana kwemali ezandleni kakhulu.
Umbukiso walonyaka ogijima ngendikimba ethi rethink, reimagine, reinvent value chains for economic development uyaqala mhla ka 26 Mabasa uze uyephela mhla ka 30 Mabasa. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta wele Kenya obekhangelelwe ukuvula umbukiso we-ZITF walonyaka kaseyikubuya kulandela ukubhubha kukamnumzana Mwai Kibaki wayengumongameli wele Kenya. Umongameli Emmerson Tambo Mnangagwa nguye owethule lesi saziso kuThanye eHarare. Mhla ka 26 kusiya ku 28 Mabasa ngamalanga ababukisayo okuzaba nemihlangano ehlukeneyo egoqela i-ZITF Innovators Forum, i-ZITF Business Conference, i-Connect Africa Symposium ne-Diplomats Forum. Kusukela mhla ka 29 kusiya ku 30 Mabasa i-ZITF izavulelwa uZulu. Umongameli Emmerson Tambo Mnangagwa nguye okhangelelwe ukuvula okusemthethweni umbukiso walonyaka ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 29 Mabasa. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abe Operation Dudula abachochozela udlakela oluqondiswe kwabo kuzabe funa baphuma baphele kwele South Africa sebengenalala labo abathwala ukudla endaweni zokudlela ama restaurants bekuhambisa kwabathenga lokhu kudla ebulenjini beinternet. Lokhu kwenzakala izizalwane zakwele South Africa zisithi sizikhathele ngokuza ababathathela imisebenzi njalo bethengisa izidakamizwa besenza lobugebengu. Ukuthi sibe usethulela lolu daba.
Umnumzana Ndlandla lapizindlameni okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula namhla wethule umbiko enkundleni yokuxhumana e-Twitter esithi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi izizalwane zakwale South Africa zithathe ngamandla imisebenzi yalabo abathola ukudla okuthengwa ebulenjini be-internet yokuhambisa ezindlini lemisebenzini. UDlamini uthi inhlanganiso yakhe isithuthuna imisebenzi eminingi njengoba kukhanya engani uhulumende kamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kafisi ukungenela kudaba lolu. UMnumzana Teboho Sikhondo isizalwane sakwale South Africa esisekela okwenziwa yinhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula uthi abantu bokuza benza okungaqondanga elizweni lakwale South Africa.
Ukuthi baphushe le nto ukuthi izwe libe nomthetho ku-right. Mele umthetho urestore nongakona ukuthi azibafuna abafethu inkinga nje nabo abakhuzana makungaba khona ukukhuzana ukuthi mawazi ukuthi umkhaya wakhe akekho right umkhuzi ukuthi ngobe kugcineni impi mayisuka abantu abasabheki ukuthi ubani uphumaphi sebabheka ukuthi wonke umuntu uyinhlupho kahle kahle lophuma ngaphandle
kodwa uthi kubi kakhulu okwenziwa ngabanye abantu kwele South Africa ababulala u-Elvis Nyathi e-Diepsloot
ukufa komuntu akusinto esingayikhondona nje yosithi into ungathi kufinja no umuntu lohambile akusiyona inja futhi angeke nje kahle kahle ngivumele into enjalo ngoba uyabona into yenzekile iproblem yazi iqala lapho nababhumi iqala la ku media imedia inenkinga enkulu especially la South Africa ngazi yaseZimbabwe but imedia ya South Africa iyona ifuela izinto ngesinye isikhathi uyabo then igcineni kuze kuphume lokuthi abantu vela basenandaba yabona even ngasho ukuthi nalapha kunomuntu ovele ezinye izinto like kakhulukazi ezikhava ezenzeka makwenzeka makushoni abantu baseSouth Africa abazikhava then makushoni mhlawumbe umuntu wangaphandle bayazikhava that's when lento leyo enye yezinto ezidala ini ukuthi kube kutheleke upetroli emlilweni
lokhu kusekelwa ngunkosazana Nonkululeko Sithole isizalwane sakwele South Africa esihlala eCape Town othi abantu bakuza bayamosha kwele South Africa
awukwazi ukuhamba uyongena esibayeni somunye umuntu first of all ungena ngokungemthetho secondly uyaganga kunabantu abezela ngokungemthetho abamoshayo as they please and then ngeke baze babanjwe ngoba abanama documents and then and akusiwo amaZimbabweans kuphela amosha le country la kuhlale Kempton Park yabona manje kube kuthiwa ngisebenzisa i-Wi-Fi bengizophuma nale phone yami le nginibonise ama-Nigerians agcwele estradini afida iy'ngane zethu ama-drugs athengisa ama-drugs which is wrong
unkosazana Hlanjiwe Sithole odabuka kwele Zimbabwe uthi okwamanje kusobala ukuba umnotho wakwele South Africa uyabhidlika uyakhala ngokukhahlanyezwa kwabantu bokuza abenza imisebenzi ephansi labanye
say you South Africa lana esasiyazi from kudala iyaphansi ayiphezulu bekunanzelele kodwa benga-accuse ama-foreigners njalo ukuze ilizwe labo lirane kumele bababonge la ama-foreigners because amaZimbabweni athatha any job ama-foreigners adubekile athatha any job abangakwanisi ukuzenzela bona ngokwabo abayifuni leyo msebenzi khathesi ufuekufeleseli ukuba ngugadena ugadena sure ukudayisa amatamatisi ulalela umuntu esifazane sakuthana udayiselana amatamatisi kunemsebenzi abangayilwela bakithi abangayilwela belwelisane legovernment uthawu liqhatshelana ama-foreigners thina sikhona la sithole izetifiketi zethu nanzi kodwa liphihle kuyathatha abantu omakhelwane njani lokho kuyazwakala ayikho lokho atshi lokho okuthi akubulawela umuntu ukuthi ungugadela
kulabanye abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe abethuswe ngumkhakhaso we-Operation Dudula abathi sebebuyela ekhaya ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC ngingoKip Stube
kulive talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuphithizela okwenzakala kobulawayo phambilini kokuqala kombukiso wezokuthengiselana owezimbabwe international trade fair ZITF sasa abatsha baseZimbabwe babikwa sebekhokhela ekusabalaliseni ulwazi lokucebisana ukwenqabela inkinga abahlangana lazo empilweni zokungahlaliseki engqondweni osokudala imikhuhlane yengqondo okuyisimo esengezelelwe yikuhlala ezindlini phansi kweziqondiso zokuvimba i-COVID-19 eze-lockdown. Intethelo ezindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Abatsha eHarare baphakathi kwemikhankaso ejonge ukufundisana lokulimukisana kunye lokuqinisana kudubo lokungahlaliseki engqondweni osokutholakala ukuba sokubhahile phakathi kwabo.
We never know what you're going to go through tomorrow. We never know what you're going through today.
Osakhulayo okhokhela inhlanganiso e-Young People Mental Health Trust uTawanda Murepa uthi injongo yokusabalalisa ulwazi lokukhuthaza abatsha ukuba bethole uncedo ngoba sokulodubo elizweni kulandela isifo se-COVID-19.
According to Dr. Mashando from WHO, last year she highlighted that there was actually
50% fight.
Ngokusho kukadokotela Mashando owehlanganiso ye World Health Organization kube lokwengezelela kwe 50% kuma mental health kwabatsha.
Uqhubeka ethi ukuphanana amacebo kuhle kakhulu ngoba benanzelela ukuthi iningi labatsha lifela ngaphakathi lingaphume ecekeni ukuze bephathiswe bese sabela ukukhangelelwa phansi okuthiwa yi-stigma. Abatsha ngokwabo bathi isimo esinje sibachiya bezibona besalela muva kudale njalo ukuhlukumezeka okunje.
Instagram, it could be social media, it could be WhatsApp status.
Singakhangela i-social media, i-Facebook lokunye sibona engani abanye benza kakuhle sibili okudlula thina.
Unkosazana Tari Romandaza wenhlanganiso wayephathisa kundaba ezifana lokungahlaliseki engqondweni okuthiwa ngama-neurological disorders lalabo abagcina ke besiba nemikhuhlane yengqondo kubangela ukusebenzisa izidakamizi. And Newe Foundation uthi ngaphandle kokulibingisana labatsha kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba abatsha bephathiswe ngendlela engenza ukuba ukukhathala okunje abalakho kuphela.
Create projects for them like keeping livestock, doing a lot of activities like creating recreational parks for them so that they can
abasha amathuba lendawo zokuzilibazisa sibatholise imisebenzi okungenza behlaliseke.
Ummeli wabantwana enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba uChild Ambassador kuZimbabwe United Nations Association Zuna unkosazana Shalom Pangabano uthi lo msebenzi mkhulu sibili njalo ugoqela labatsha abalenkinga yokungahlalisekanga engqondweni ukuze babonisane ngokwabo ukuba usizo lukhona sibili njalo kumele bathathe lelo thuba lokuthola uncedo bengabile enhloni loba ukwesaba ukuncediswa.
Our event is here to give free access to anyone because it's service above us. We are here to help the youth because we are
the ones ngakho lokhu kunikeza abatsha usekelo kungela mbadalo.
Iningi labatsha eZimbabwe likhala ngokusilela kwemisebenzi lamathuba okusungula inhlelo ezingabaphilisa ngendlela engcono okucinga-ke kubachiya bezulazula bengaselalo lethemba elakusasa elihle kugcine kukhokhelela ekuthini abanye babo bazibone sebenenkinga yokusebenzisa izidakamizi bengananzelelanga ngenxa yokuswela okukwenza. Uhulumende uthi ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizi soluludubo oluphose lube lubhubhane kwele Zimbabwe. Okulilizwe elalingelalo loludubo lubhekelwa kuphela kumabonakude lusenzakala emazweni aphetsheya. Kungaleso sizathu sewabumba idale labaphatha intambo ele-Cabinet Committee lokulwisana laloludubo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Kwezemidlalo abalandeli beqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders bakhala ngokuthi bahlukunyizwe ngamapholisa ngomgqibelo esijabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala lele-FC Platinum emdlalweni owe-Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. Intetho lezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Ntshanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umdlalo wenguqu obuphakathi kweqembu le-FC Platinum lele-Highlanders awusafikani emaphethelweni ngomgqibelo ngemva kokuba kube nobudlwangudlwangu, kodwa umsekeli weqembu le-Highlanders uNkosilathi Phiri uthi leso simo besingavikeleka.
Akwenza le mandaba kubuhlungu. First of all, ama-supporters e-Highlanders kwamina ayefika engene ground, lokho vele it's a big no. But indlela amapholisa ayengena ngayisituation it was wayward. Though ongalanide ujike i-teargas because situation yayisi-calm down. After ujike i-teargas baqhubeka futhi phandle outside the ground sebechaya ama-supporters lo mgoyo i-black and white. No, unaphosa nxabe kumele bebambe few individual abangenileyo bebavalele not u-reactor ngokutshaya abantu outside the ground. No, that was uncalled for.
Umdlalo umiswe ngemva kokuba iqembu le-FC Platinum seliphiwe umbeko wasekusele imizuzu engaphansi kwelitshumi ukuba umdlalo ufike emaphethelweni. Bezingutshikilo bhanqa 1-1 ngaleso sikhathi. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNation Gogwarira uthi laye uzibonele ngamehlo abalandeli beqembu le-Highlanders bedudulwa kabuhlungu edolobheni lasezishabane.
Umdlalo usimisiwe
amapolisa aqhubeke noma sephandle echaya wonke umuntu owayegqoke ezimnyama lezimhlophe bechaya laba sezimoteni kwasuka baze bayafika khona ngale edorobheni lasezisabana besithi abafuni umuntu edorobheni kungakhangela laphana bafike emavinkilini amakhulu athengise ezokudla abantu sebedinga ezokudla bachaya abantu abantu bakhijima sibili amakhilomitha angaba mhlawumbe 5 siya ku-10 bebaleka edorobheni beqonda ngendlela yakobulawayo
eyinye njalo intathela izindaba ezemidlalo umuzi wethu uhadebe uthi ukuphoselwa kwentuthu ehitshayo ukufake labantu abamsulwa engozini
ngibona i-tear gas isuke yaphambanisa into eziningi ngoba isuke yasi-affecta ngisho labadlali benguqu ngoba iphose abadlali bamaqembu amabili wona lawo elokhu esenkundleni kwazo ukuthi lalabo-ke akade besemsebenzini abasike bathi ngama-official podcaster labo belokhu besathatha imifanekiso yabo lokhu kusenzakala ngibona-ke lokhu kuba yingozi enkulu kakhulu bekuqakathekile mhlawumbe ukubana kuqalwe kuvikelwe ama-players kuvikelwe labo-ke abasemsebenzini intuthu yona leyo ye-tear gas hhayi sihoshile sibili sike sathwala nzima kodwa hayi sincedisene nabanye
inhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League ikhangelelwe ukukhupha isinqumo phezu kwalo mdlalo wona umiswe kusele imizuzu eyisithupha ukwawufike komlindi uyacina eminye imidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League edlalwe ngempela viki edlulileyo iphele kanje iqembu le-Cranbourne Bullets linqobele i-Randalls nge-1 kanya iqembu le-Dynamos linqobele i-Manyika Diamonds lalo nge-1 kanya ibulawayo chiefs inqobe iwawa nge-1 ka-0 iqembu le-Triangle United linqobele i-Capes United nge-2-1 iqembu le-10x linqotshwe ngeleyada nge-3-1 iqembu le-Harare City lele-Black Rhinos abe ngujikilobhanqa 0-0 iqembu le-Chicken Inn linqobe lebulawayo city nge-1 kanya kuthi iqembu le-ZPC Kariba linqotshwe nge-1 kanya ngelengezi platinum limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-Dynamos yilo eliyale lilokhu liphezu kwengalane yemiklomelo linemiklomelo ngama-26 njalo lilingene ngemiklomelo leqembu le-Chicken Inn lona elihlezi endaweni yesibili ngiyimele Studio 7 kobulawayo Joseph Njanji.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet. Livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele naku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 naku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Ngehlukani zihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimota ebikwa kuyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni. Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2022 uyaqala kusasa kobulawayo. Abalandeli beqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders bakhala ngokuthi bahlukunyezwe ngamapholisa ngomgqibelo eshabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala lele-FC Platinum. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngufaksides Jeremiah nisithi asidibaneni ngo-6:30 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.